Palisades fire. Just outside of Los Angeles, now the most destructive in Los Angeles city history. At least 1,000 homes and buildings destroyed. The loss overwhelming for residents who fled and are hearing there's little or nothing left of their homes.
I just called my first neighbor who's our best friend and lost his home, and all that's left is a chimney.
President Biden issued a disaster declaration after getting briefed on the historic firestorm. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
It's an active firefight with our firefighters, and they're doing their very best to protect our people within this area.
At least two deaths confirmed. Schools and businesses shuttered, including Hollywood Productions and the NHL, postponing a Los Angeles Kings home game. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, January 24th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the Friends of Fred Smith are hosting their Candlelight Walk as part of the Phillips Winterfest events. This will be taking place at the Concrete Park, and will start just past the front parking lot, go through the woods lit by their ice luminaries and lanterns, then end at the Rock Garden Tavern, which will be open from 4 to 9 p.m., with food and drinks available for purchase, with complimentary hot chocolate. This event will be held regardless of the weather, and they're hoping to have some snow by then. Once again, that's happening Friday, January 24th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Concrete Park in Phillips. Wisconsin, unlike 20 other states in the union, has no way for voters to propose new laws or referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers wants to change that. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to give residents more say in creating laws. Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the new state budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones, and would be able to place binding referenda on the ballot. Governor Evers proposed a similar plan back in 2022 after the overturning of Roe v. Wade temporarily triggered an abortion ban in the state.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Five Serve Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are back in the practice field today, preparing for their wild card playoff game on Sunday against the Eagles. I'm Bill Scott. Normally this time of year, the Packers' practices consist of very little contact, if at all. But given the Packers' struggles the last couple of weeks, Matt LaFleur said he plans to change things up a bit.
A lot of times when you get to this point of the season, you want to take a little bit off their bodies. I think we got to get back to practicing. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to do the same number of reps that we did week one of the season, but I think the consistency of which you practice allows you to go out and play a little bit more consistent on Sunday.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love asked after Sunday's loss to the Bears how he plans to rally the troops for the postseason game against the Eagles.
You lose a game like this, I don't really think you need a lot of motivation. I think guys are going to be fired up. We talked about it in the locker room, like, this is playoffs, we're going home. So if we want to be feeling that, we'll do nothing and we'll just go through the week. But, you know, if we want to talk about what we've been talking about all season of having a chance to win the Super Bowl and, you know, make a run in the playoffs, you know, we're going to dial in and figure out what we need to clean up.
Packers fell to the Eagles 34-29 in their season opener in Brazil. They're looking to avenge that loss on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the upper teens, with a few scattered flurries flying around this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy and plummeting to the single digits, and tomorrow, a shove to some warmth. We'll reach the mid-20s with clouds increasing and a shot of snow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
98 Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. Thinks my tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks
my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Kenny Chesney here on 98Q Country, claiming at least she thinks my tractor's sexy, and hey, maybe she even does, but maybe she just told you, man. It's, you know, did you check the phone number she gave you? You gotta watch out for that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm gonna turn that one country song into five in a row by playing four more, starting with Billy Currington in just a second here. Sorry, Billy. And then, not only do I have the answer to the question, what's today all about? I've got five answers. Don't miss one of them. After these four country songs, here's Billy Currington. We are tonight on 98Q Country.
Summer coming through, a roll down window, tearing down an almost two lane back road. Freedom and fireflies in the air. The night's still young, never gonna get old living for today. Like there's no tomorrow. Follow the grooves, the tires and the grass. Staying on the gas like we're never coming back. It's a Friday night, it's a small town girl. Everything is right and we rule the world. Two 12s in the truck back beating. Bunch of rock stars on the riverbank singing. Oh, 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 everything. We are the night.
broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds dying.
easiest place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, and right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs.
Afternoons never sounded so good.
98 Q Country.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. The first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's ever fingers when I wanna feel
that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
Tracy Byrd here on 98Q. Don't take her, she's all I got. Cowboy songs before that, finishing off five in a row to start the hour on 98Q. It's time we tackle the question. We tackle it every day, and every day it gets back up to be tackled again. First break of the 3 o'clock hour during my afternoon show is the question, what's today all about? Well, today is about a lot of things, many and varied, and I brought you only the fun ones, because the news cycle is serious enough without me contributing to it. Today is Bubble Bath Day, one of those ones that any day is a valid and great bubble bath day. So if you needed the excuse, maybe you've fallen out of the rhythm of bubble baths you used to be in, today's the day to resume it, and maybe that should be your New Year's resolution. I think the first couple weeks are still fair game, given that I still have held on to last year's resolution that I didn't pick up until about February. Today is also English Toffee Day. I love English toffee as its own thing, but also as a flavor. If you've got English toffee cappuccino, then the 2018 version of Grey loved you. And I'm talking to gas stations and other places with cappuccino machines out there. I think I discovered that in like sophomore year of high school, and I thought it was just the flavor sensation. Turns out I was just a sugar addict. It's also Argyle Day. This is one of those things that doesn't need a day. Neither do bubble baths and English toffee, but I feel Argyle has less of a right to a day. For example, it's a pattern on fabric. So while it is defining in the fashion industry, and I'm sure it was revolutionary in its time and was very important in one way or another at one point, it all amounted to Happy Argyle Day. It's also Snuggle a Chicken Day. So like, what Argyle? Love you. What you doing here? Snuggle a Chicken Day, though, is really the fourth one I wanted to bring you. I think this one is one of those things that, like cows, like a lot of farm animals, chickens can be a little more cuddly than people expect. People don't picture chickens when they picture animals that you pet or cuddle or even interact with necessarily. And a lot of that is obviously ignorance. That's one of the main descriptions for most of the things people do, and this is no exception. So maybe it's time for you to educate the people around you about how snuggly your flock of chickens are. I don't think that's going to go well for you, but maybe it's time. And finally, today is Winter Skin Relief Day. Let me tell you, the changes that began when I dropped the bar of Dial soap and picked up Google and started looking into how to actually take care of my skin. Love you, Dad, but you accidentally didn't give me good examples, because Dad's skin, he can do that. Like, I'm pretty sure if you took a sandblaster to my dad, he would end up better for it. It would just exfoliate him a bit, and he'd have a nice, smooth complexion. Me, though, if I even look at normal bar soap, I shrivel right up like I'm in the Sahara. So, like I said, it wasn't on purpose by any means. He certainly taught me how to take care of my skin, but mine is very different from his, and it took me until I was almost 30 to figure it out. Pretty sure my skincare strategies were actually a little closer to jerky recipes with the results that I got anyway. That is what today is all about. Bubble baths, English toffee, Argyle, snuggling chickens, and winter skin relief. We'll tackle this question again tomorrow, and who knows what we'll find. Right now, though, a check of the weather coming up after a word from our sponsors, and then a five-pack for you. Five in a row before we take a peek at this day in history. We're getting presidential today after five more country songs. And the weather coming up soon on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting off their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2025 firewood needs. From camping to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 or check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
We're taking a moment here on this Arctic Blast Wednesday to jump on out to Wheelway in Fifield and talk with Pete. Pete, how are we doing this morning?
Rocking and rolling. How are you?
We're doing great, Pete. Tell us what we got going on at Wheelway. I know the Arctic Blast sale continues with a great selection of vehicles on the lot of people. If the car didn't quite do what it was supposed to do maybe this morning, you can help them out, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you check our website or come on down. We have a great selection of trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. The two important things people are looking for is remote start and heated seats, and a lot of vehicles we have all that.
All right, make your hump day a great one by getting a different vehicle. They could get that done in as little as one day. You guys got the financing right there. You can make it all happen pretty quick there, Pete.
Absolutely. Don't hesitate. Rates are low right now. We haven't seen it in over a year. Make sure you capitalize and take advantage of those low interest rates. That means you get a more purchasing power and get a better roadworthy and reliable vehicle.
We were just there yesterday, and I can tell folks you have a nice selection of trucks on the lot. If people are looking for a different truck, you can help them out, right?
Don't hesitate. We don't collect them, Joel. We move and sell them. We've been selling a lot lately. Make sure you come down here and get the vehicle that you want for this winter.
WheelwayAutos.com. If they want to check out the vehicles and give you a call to discuss further, what's your number down there, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. Right now, we get three free oil changes every purchase vehicle we have. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete, down at Wheelway, down in Fifield, Wisconsin, just 3 miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with high temperatures tapping the upper teens, with a few scattered flurries flying around this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy and plummeting to the single digits, and tomorrow, a shove to some warmth. We'll reach the mid-20s with clouds increasing and a shot of snow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Well, you're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging round. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears, so why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say, you're gonna break my heart anyway, so just leave the pieces when you go.
we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. Cold as you.
Come true, ain't going down till the sun goes.
y'all. This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up, whoa. Never gonna slow down, whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show, whoa. We were doing it right, whoa. We were coming alive, whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. And auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up, whoa, never gonna slow down, whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. In a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette, she broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Nobody knew how much she blamed herself.
She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away, a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. To him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
That's Brad Paisley with some help from Alison Krauss in one of the best songs of all time, Whiskey Lullaby, here on 98Q, finishing off that last five in a row since last we spoke. That I referenced that song a couple weeks ago as an example of a lot of people who would have trouble defining art would know exactly what you mean if you talk about the feeling you get listening to Whiskey Lullaby. That's what art is to me. How do you translate a feeling that you have? It's almost impossible to tell, to use words to inspire in other people the same feelings you have. That's why motivational speakers have such a difficult job, and it's kind of a notoriously a soft science, at least in my belief. And frankly, I find it to be pretty evident. But that said, you take those same people who would struggle to understand what art really is and show them this. I think Whiskey Lullaby is one of the most beautifully artistic songs. Anyway, definitely getting into the weeds here because it's time we take a look at this day in history. I've only got one for you, and it was kind of interesting. This date in 1790, George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address. It happened in New York City, which actually was the provisional capital of the country at the time. Makes sense that it was New York. I'm sure a lot of us kind of forgot that middle school history lesson about New York starting as the capital. Washington gave the speech in person, but Thomas Jefferson, just a few years later, felt that this was too close to royal behavior, something known as speech from the throne. And so Jefferson had his State of the Union read by a clerk. Think about that. They thought it was too royal to address the nation as one man. And so they had some random guy do it, specifically because he was just some random guy. And that gave the more accurate message. How far we've come in presidential public relations. The practice of having a clerk read it continued all the way until 1913, when Woodrow Wilson reinstituted the in-person model, to a fair bit of controversy at the time, too, especially given that the new way of doing it had been around for 100 years and so was really the old way. So when Woodrow decided that he wanted to do it the same way Washington did, it scared some people. But as is often the case, knowledge is how you deal with fear. That's this day in history. And coming up after four, we're going to tackle Packer football. Not really, though. Those guys are all way bigger than me, and they know how to hit. We're going to talk about Packer football, and I'm going to talk about what position group scares me the most going into this weekend's game. It's time for some pessimism after four. Top of the hour, news, sports, and weather first, though, after this. on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Wolf Farms of Shanna Golden brings you Perfect Pork and 98Q Sports Reports. Now join Wolf Farms and me for the grand opening of their retail division on Saturday, January 11th, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut. I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1, so stop by and get local with grass-fed beef from the Emmer Family Farm, Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Tetzner's Dairy Treats, and Wolf Farms Pork. Enjoy all-day drawings and samples from Wolf Farms and the local businesses and vendors they bring you. Don't miss it. Saturday, January 11th in Butternut. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook. Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap.
It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they?
Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're taking a moment here on this Arctic Blast Wednesday to jump on out to Wheelway in Fifield and talk with Pete. Pete, how are we doing this morning?
Rocking and rolling. How are you?
We're doing great, Pete. Tell us what we got going on at Wheelway. I know the Arctic Blast sale continues with a great selection of vehicles on the lot. If people, if the car didn't quite do what it was supposed to do maybe this morning, you can help them out, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you check our website or come on down. We have a great selection of trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. The two important things people are looking for is remote start and heated seats, and a lot of vehicles we have all that.
All right, make your hump day a great one by getting a different vehicle. They could get that done in as little as one day. You guys got the financing right there. You can make it all happen pretty quick there, Pete.
Absolutely. Don't hesitate. Rates are low right now. We haven't seen it in over a year. Make sure you capitalize and take advantage of those low interest rates. That means you get a more purchasing power and get a better roadworthy and reliable vehicle.
We were just there yesterday, and I can tell folks you have a nice selection of trucks on the lot. If people are looking for a different truck, you can help them out, right?
Don't hesitate. We don't collect them, Joel. We move and sell them. We've been selling a lot lately. Make sure you come down here and get the vehicle that you want for this winter.
WheelwayAutos.com. If they want to check out the vehicles and give you a call to discuss further, what's your number down there, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. Right now, we get three free oil changes every purchase vehicle we have. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete, down at Wheelway, down in Fifield, Wisconsin, just 3 miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires, I'm Michelle Franzen. Unrelenting Santa Ana winds fueling fires in Southern California. The Eaton Fire in Altadena now blamed for the deaths of two people. ABC's Alex Stone is on scene.
The streets around here, the homes are gone. This is where right now the flames are moving from home to home and building to building, and they're trying to knock that down with the winds getting gusty again, but not anywhere close to the 100-mile-an-hour winds that we were getting earlier today.
More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. The full scope of the destruction still unknown. Some 70,000 residents in Los Angeles County under evacuation orders. Officials warn more are likely.
We want to make sure that everybody understands we're absolutely not out of danger yet.
The Palisades fire just north of Malibu, now the most destructive in the city of L.A.'s history. President Biden, briefed earlier today, approved a disaster declaration. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls is proceeding as scheduled. According to a Facebook post, so far, they have added tile flooring, toilets, began out.